You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier this week, the government announced a change to tort law that would see the legal basis for some claims against large companies removed. One of the key cases affected is Smith & Fonterra, which was set to be heard in the High Court in April next year. To discuss the case and the impacts of this decision, News Director Castor spoke to the man behind Smith & Fonterra, Komatua and climate activist Mike Smith.
I guess to start us off on this story, could you talk about when you initially brought your case to the courts and what the motivation was there and what the strategy was behind it?
Okay, well, let's start with the motivation. So we're in the midst of a climate crisis, and it's an extremely dangerous event. We've seen it rolling out across the landscape over the last a year or two, particularly this last 2 years, with Cyclone Gabriel, Cyclone Hale, the Auckland anniversary flood and extreme rainfall event that happened in Auckland. Then more recently this summer, we've just had 9 extreme weather events in a row. And these things are starting to take lives. They're costing, they're wrecking homes, people flooded out of their properties, there's erosion, people's houses are falling off cliffs, and as I say, taking lives. And so they're extremely dangerous events, millions of dollars getting knocked off the economy, millions of dollars worth of infrastructure, roads, bridges, all the rest of it. So, yeah, it's an extremely dangerous time that we're living in, and climate change is one of the major factors that's causing it. So we've got to do something about it. So the government's not doing enough, so we resorted to going to the courts to see if we can get enforceable remedies from the courts, because we can lobby the government, we can pressure the government, we can protest the government, but they're not compelled to do anything. They don't have to do anything that they don't want to do, and that's where the problem is. So we thought we'll go to court and see if we can get the court to compel them to take action and enforce them. And if we can get law changes, that means that they're breaking the law and through their inaction, well, that means that they'll be forced into taking the appropriate action. So we did a bit of an analysis to say, well, who are the worst polluters in the country? And we came up with a list of 7 of the top polluters. And we thought, well, we'll take them to court and we'll ask the court to make a simple decision. And the question that we're asking them is, are these companies liable for their climate emissions? So therefore, we're asking the court, can we hold these companies to account for the damage that they're doing to the environment? And that's the question that we wanted to answer. So we lodged those proceedings 7 years ago, and those cases been argued in the lower court, in the High Court, in the Court of Appeal, and it's gone all the way to the Supreme Court, where the Supreme Court said, yes, that's a legitimate question to be putting to the courts. There is a case, and it's a case that should be heard. And so we'd set down for a decision for a court hearing, this time next year, April 2027. And so we've been preparing, it's been 7 years, and particularly this last year or so, we've been preparing the case ready for a hearing. And then out of the blue this morning, Goldsmith, the minister, said, well, they're going to change the rules, and they're not going to allow us to go to court to have these things tested in court, which we consider outrageous thing for them to do. I guess that's the history.
And it's pretty, obviously there's multiple cases that this change is going to affect from the government stance, but it'd be pretty hard for this not to feel like a targeted, like a change that was targeted specifically at your case, right? I guess, how does that feel with the government seemingly looking at this case and making a change to prevent it from going forward?
Well, it tells us that we're obviously doing the right thing and that our case has got merit. It's not a frivolous case, and the government is clearly worried that we're going to win the case. So rather than even go through the hearings and see what the judges say, they said we're going to kill it from the onset. So I guess what does it tell me? That tells me 2 things. One, our case is a good case and every chance of success. And it tells me 2, we're living in a dictatorship where the government can decide the rules of the game, and how that game is played And that's not, that flies in the face of democratic principles, the separation between the courts and the politicians. You know, this is not Nazi Germany. This is not Russia. You can't have the government just making shit up as they go along. We live by the rule of law and the principle that everybody is entitled to their day in court. And as Maori, and of which I am, we're told this every day, you know, that one law, one people, blah, blah, blah. But when it comes down to it, well, there's one set of laws for companies, and there's another set of laws for us. Well, at least maybe a different set of laws. We don't get to go to court to test out our claims. So, yeah, disgraceful. So I feel like we're in a fascist political regime at the moment. And it's even accelerated by the fact that we're seeing just such an erosion of the democratic principles, you know. For example, you know, you've got fast-track legislation where in the past, new developments would go to select committees, there'd be public submissions, there'd be the community, the people impacted by these things would have a say. Well, that's out the window. Now they're saying, well, no, we don't want to do that. We just want two ministers to make the decision so that we can do these things really fast and we don't have to listen to what people have got to say. You know, that's not democracy. What the hell is that? And so we're seeing the Treaty of Waitangi reversals. The cornerstone of this country's constitutional arrangement, and they've just been eroded. You've got them out of one side of their mouth saying, well, we don't agree with co-governance, and they're out the other side of the mouth because they're practicing co-governance with their little three-way that they've got going on between ACT, National, and New Zealand First, which is, you know, they call it a coalition, but it's co-governance, right? We see these double standards, one set of rules for companies and one set of rules for people like me. That companies are in the business of polluting the world in order to make profit for their shareholders. We're trying to stop them because we want a safe world for our coming generations. You know, the young people of today couldn't cause this problem, but it's getting passed down to them by people of my generation. It caused the mess and are gapping it off to the afterlife and leaving the bill and the mess behind for their kids and their grandkids. Well, not this old fella. I'm not prepared to do that. I want to take them on. And so that was the nature of the case. Was, you know, we're not suing them for damages. There's no money in this for us. We're suing them as the public good interests of the generations that come before us. And that's our responsibility as older people, as parents, as grandparents, as leaders in the community. We're taking that responsibility seriously. Why is the government walking away from that?
What's the move from here for you and for the team that is behind this case? I mean, are you planning on pursuing other legal pathways? Is there other activism that's on the cards? What's the game plan from here?
Yes, well, I've got two cases before the courts, and one of them has been against the polluters. That case is known as Smith versus Fonterra, and that's the case that we were discussing here. I've got another one which is called Smith versus the Attorney General. So that one's against the government. The first one's against the polluting companies. The second one's against the government. And what we're saying is, government, you've abrogated your responsibility to look after the citizens. We need to take you to court and get that sorted out. And so that case is still proceeding. And ironically, this decision that Goldsmith just made actually speaks to that. It's further evidence that the government is not taking climate change seriously, that they're willing to downpress on the rights of and the future rights of our community. So that court case is still rolling out. We'll be circling, our legal team and myself will be circling the wagons later on this week to talk about what our strategies are going forward. And what I can say is this, is that there are some potential legal avenues, civil rights cases, there's Waitangi Tribunal, sort of paralegal type of avenues that are open. But there's also the Court of Public Opinion, and that's one of the most powerful courts in the land. And it's not controlled by government, it's not controlled by judges or lawyers or police or anybody else. It's controlled by us, the people. And we're the people that get to vote on who's the government. They can't vote themselves in. So the Court of public opinion is a very, very powerful place. So I guess what we do now is we pivot and we turn to the public and we fundamentally ask them the question, do you support what this government is doing? Do you agree with the road that they're taking our country? If you look at the mess that we're in at the moment, cost of living, cost of rent, the reneging on what was left of pre-education, health, all those things that are important to us, employment. Do you think this government's doing a good job? Because if you don't, many of us don't, particularly in decisions like this, well then we've got the power, not them, we've got the power to decide how much further down the road they go. And so I'm fully anticipating, listening to the political polls, they're saying that this government's getting to the end of, the people are coming to the end of their patience with this government, and all the polls indicate that they'll probably have a change of government. So if that's the case, well, there's every likelihood that we can reinstate this case and actually have it tested by the courts. Because that's a fair and neutral place to do it. We should have confidence in that they'll all make a good decision. And it's just an absolute disgrace that the government doesn't even have the confidence in the courts of New Zealand and want to overrule them. That's overreach beyond what's considered to be acceptable.
That was Kaumatua and climate activist Mike Smith speaking to News Director Caster about recent changes to climate law in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.